When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 88 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. And don't forget to rate us on Spotify and Apple. Oh yeah, ooh la la, switching up the intro. But anyways, let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
BlockBerry Creative has officially denied all rumors relating to Luna's Chu. BlockBerry Creative has threatened legal action against anyone who continues to maliciously spread false information. Earlier this week, it was shared that Chu was reportedly set to part ways with her current management agency, BlockBerry Creative, and was in talks to sign an exclusive contract with BY4M Studio. Her agency has now firmly denied this rumour. Chu has participated in all of Luna's recent activities, including their run on Mnet's Queendom 2, as well as their recent comeback promotions for Flip That. However, Chu will not join the group on the upcoming world tour that kicks off in August due to scheduling conflicts. Later this month, Chu will drop a collaborative single with BI for Dingo Music. The thing is with this story, I don't know what's going on with Chu and BlockBerry Creative, because I don't know if you remember, I want to say maybe a couple months ago, there was like whispers that she wasn't really participating in certain activities. I don't know if she took them to court. I can't remember the story off the top of my head, but I don't know if there was like a settlement going on where, I don't know if she wanted to pull away from certain activities to just focus on Luna activities.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. And the thing is, that I personally think she may be talking to another management agency, and it might be just the middle. So it's in the middle of it. So technically she's still signed to BlockBerry Creative. But yeah. I'm just thinking, how can you sue someone for saying she might sign with someone else? I wouldn't say that's malicious.
Yeah. I guess the only malicious, the way that this could be perceived as being malicious is fans that are maybe saying like, oh, like she's being neglected. Because I didn't know all the story behind all of this, but I did see like some fans like making edits or TikToks saying that, oh, like apparently she's been having to like get taxis by herself and like go to all her activities on her own, and like they're neglecting her and stuff. So that might kind of be malicious commentary. But no, I had no idea about this whole situation.
Because the thing is, I feel like if that is the case, why not address it in your statement? Why not say, the reason why she was in this taxi alone is because she was filming this, so she got this, that's why she was separate from the other girls. If you continue to spread this lie,
yes, exactly.
It's more about she's not planning to sign elsewhere, and that in itself isn't malicious. And I do think, I don't know, I feel like the K-pop industry, the Korean entertainment industry loves throwing around that malicious word too much. It's like if someone has a different opinion, and yes, there is a way to go about it. Of course, if I'm like, oh, so-and-so is ugly, or so-and-so stole my handbag and they didn't, of course, like, you know, that's malicious. I'm defaming their character. But having like an opinion, I don't know. It's a sticky one. I don't know. I just feel like malicious is a strong word to throw around. But anyway, let's hope that it's resolved soon. Moving on, SM Entertainment's metaverse brand, Kwangyo. Listen, bad enough. So SM are creating a fan community platform called Kwangyo Club, which will provide various community services for various K-pop artists starting with SM artists. The platform will officially launch in September, but the beta version will begin in July. I have no idea what that means.
I don't even need to understand it. It makes sense. It's SM. They're very ahead of their time. And no further questions.
But I feel like no SM fans care for the Kwangya. They're sick of it. They don't want to hear of it. Some people are complaining that it's not really... I don't know if Kwangya is meant to be like SM's equivalent to Marvel, right?
Yeah.
But there's groups that are not really partaking in the Kwangya. No one's really sure what the story of the Kwangya is. And then what strikes me, it says various K-pop artists starting with SM artists. So are other artists from different companies.
They're going to turn it into like a... Oh.
It's like trying to make Fetch happen. I feel like we should let Kwangya die. I don't think that's an unpopular opinion.
You know what? With the whole Kwangya situation, in my brain, I think the reason why I'm not so opposed to it existing is that the only group or artists I associate with Kwangya is aespa. And like they're about that whole like digital cyber situation. But other than that, I don't think anyone else should be in Kwangya.
Yeah, but they do try to throw it in there. That didn't like NCT has had a few like have mentioned the Kwangya at least once in a song. I think who else? I think Max on TVXQ had something to do with the Kwangya. So yeah, it's sprinkled in there, but half the time it doesn't make sense, because I think we spoke about this before. I feel like if you're gonna do the whole Kwangya thing, I feel like just leave it for the visuals, in a sense of you can have the music video tell the story, but yeah. I don't really want to be singing, "Oh girl, I love you, let's go to the Kwangya." What does that mean? That doesn't mean Let's not go the to only the wilderness. Way. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the only way they would fully have my vote for this Kwangya situation is if they like opened a theme park. I feel like the rides would be amazing.
But obviously with theme parks, where it's themed on a certain thing, there still needs to be a strong storyline. Do you get what I mean?
Does the Kwangya have its own storyline?
I feel like it does, but everyone has their own interpretation. It's not like a clear. XYZ, like, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone seems confused. And it isn't like, I could be wrong. I don't know if SM has a page or something. It was like, okay, this is the story of the Kwangya. It just seems very, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll see what goes on with the Kwangya. I don't understand what that means. If it's going to be like, you know, like those bubble community type situations. Or, good luck, child, with the Kwangya Club. In other news, Sunmi will be replacing Jessie as the new MC of SBS Show to View. According to a new report, Sunmi has already finished filming her first episode, which is set to air sometime in July. What surprised fans the most was the fact that even Jessie didn't know that Sunmi would be replacing her as the host. Many fans of the show have expressed that the show wouldn't be the same without Jessie, as she was always able to maintain a fun, chaotic and exciting environment. Some even stated that Sunmi should create her own show, since Jessie worked hard to grow and maintain Show to View's success since the very beginning. I feel like this is so... No disrespect to Sunmi. Mm-hmm. I thought this is horrible. Because that's Jessie's show.
That was actually the impression I had in the beginning. I thought it was literally just a show created around Jessie.
Yeah, because... I think she went on live. I don't know if you saw clips from her live.
No.
And let me see if I can find it. I could, you know, let's make this pod interactive. You know what I mean? Let's play some audio clips. Okay, let me see if I can find it. Oh, yes. Come on, Shanice, with the bookmarks.
I'm so done. It's giving, like, you know, it's cooking shows. And you just pop this in the oven. Oh, and here it is.
And here's what I made earlier. Okay, so let me turn this up. All right, here we go.
Bullshit about
Hang
anything.
On, let me go back.
I literally am in a place in my life now. This is like really from the bottom of my heart. Like, there's no point of me. There's no point of me to bullshit about anything. I really wish the best for Sunmi and Show to View, because Yeah, I took a break. We weren't sure if we were going to come back or not. Most likely we were, but nothing was finalized. But then I guess, you know, someone, you know, my friend saw me. They replaced me. But, you know, to be honest, I know that it's going to be different because, listen, guys, one thing about Show to View is Show to View was actually not scripted. That shit, when they gave me that script, I said, fuck that shit. I'm doing it my way because you know what? When I do a show, I'm going to make sure all of my guests, whoever it is, whether you're an actress, you're an entrepreneur, you're a singer, you're a rapper, you're just normal, anything, right? I said normal. If you're just like, just anybody, who any job, whoever comes to my show, I want them to feel comfortable. And that is my point of Show to View. And I feel like I've done such a great job with that. And I'm so glad that somebody else is doing it because it's better than nothing, I guess, you know? So, yeah, please, guys, show a lot of love to Sammy and a lot of love to Show to View. Like, I didn't know, you know, I just found out yesterday. One of my fans actually told me, I was like, oh, really? But, you know, I didn't feel butthurt at all because at the end of the day, the show must go on. And, you know, I didn't know. And I don't want anyone to feel a certain way. And I know it kind of sucks because, to be honest, Jesse Show to View is Jesse Show to View. It's like, that shit is my show. Like, I fucking made the shit. Like, yeah.
That's just part of what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I feel like it's so horrible that a fan told her about it. Like, no one was like, oh, okay, well, the show is going to move forward. But we're moving forward without you. Obviously, way better than me. But, you know, we're moving forward without you because we thought maybe you want to focus on your music or whatever. Mm. But as she said, Jesse Show to View is Jesse Show to View. Like, loads of people, of course, loads of people tuned in because their faves were on there, but loads of people tuned in because you don't know what's going to come out of Jesse's mouth at this point. And it was so different from all the other shows because it had her flair to it. So,
it's a bit disappointing. I think it could have, even though most of us see it as like we had the impression that the show was created around her or for her.
Mm.
Even if she was going to take a break for a bit or they wanted to do it as a thing of changing hosts every season or something or whatever, I think if that was just said, people would have reacted to it a bit better. She would have maybe even delivered the news herself and been happy about it, like her and Sunmi being friends already. So, yeah, I don't know why it was done the way it was done.
Yeah, I definitely thought it should have been done better. Someone should have reached out to her. As you said, maybe there could have been like a transition period in a sense of Eva could be announced, like Jesse could announce it, like, oh yeah, my friend saw me, she's going to take over, it's going to be great, blah, blah, blah. It could have been a fact of the last couple of episodes, if that was the plan from before, the last couple of episodes, Sammy could have been a co-host.
Something, so then when
Jesse then steps away, then it's like, okay, it doesn't seem as weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's not Sammy's fault. I don't blame Sammy. But it's going to be very different.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I think just because of it's going to be a drastic change. And I hope there's been some back-end discussion with Jesse, like not negating the effort and negating the efforts of the channel that hosted the show or the production team behind it. But a lot of why the show became popular, like you already said, was because of Jesse, her personality.
Mm.
Like, I would even go as far as considering, like, the majority of the show being her own IP. Like, she would go off script, she would do her own thing. So I can totally understand why she would be upset about the situation, not necessarily at Sunmi, but about the overall situation. Yeah.
And the thing is, people didn't call the show, it wasn't that, oh, it's the Show to View. It was Jesse Show to View.
I thought that was the name.
So, you know, it's weird, but we'll just have to wait and see. You know, Jesse's not going anywhere in the sense of she'll still be around doing stuff. And, you know, new season, new take on Show to View. So we just got to wait on that. And last but not least, Promise Nine has cancelled their upcoming comeback showcase after 5 members of the group got into a car accident on the 25th of June. Oh. Pledis Entertainment shared a statement saying Song Haoyang, Park Ji-won, Lee So-yeon and Lee Chae-young and, I don't know why I said and before, sorry, and Baek Jae-hyun were in a car accident on Saturday the 25th of June. Fortunately, the injuries of all the members and other passengers in the car were not serious and they were immediately taken to the emergency room for medical examination and treatment. They were advised by the doctors that they should continue to receive medical treatment for their muscle pain and bruising, although they have been confirmed to have no fractures, which is really good. Career roads be crazy, and I don't like when I hear about
that. Is a conversation that needs its whole own episode. Because why did Almas get hit by a bus in Korea when the light was green for us to cross?
For us to cross, yes. And the roads are so, I don't know if it's like a British thing, because loads of people say British roads are quite small, but the roads are so big.
The roads are huge.
And it's like, you're telling me to walk, but then there's a car that's turning into the road that I'm about to cross. And I'm like, I'm about to get hit. And even and when you add rain to the mix, you better pray to Jesus or someone, because only Jesus will have you.
The way I always said a brief prayer every time, because when I went to Korea, I stayed in this area not far from Hongdae for a bit called Myeongdong. And the way I had to like say a brief prayer every time I crossed that, you know, the main road near Myeongdong Station. Yep. Yeah. Scary. I'm a survivor. I'll write a book or something.
I remember when I was in Korea with Shari and we took a taxi. We were played in that taxi. Me and Shari were having our own conversation, right? Like in English, we had our own conversation. Like we really, like we addressed the driver. We wasn't being rude, but you know, the drive was happening. Having a conversation with Shari, why did the driver turn, like, look back at us? It was like, oh, Pali Pali. I'm like, no, not Pali Pali. But for those that are, that means like to hurry up quickly. He was already going fast. He's like, okay, Pali Pali. And he put his foot down, and me and Shari were holding hands, praying. I think Shari's seatbelt at the time didn't work, so I was holding down her seatbelt. Like, we were both holding down her seatbelt, and we were praying. It was a mess. Oh, it was a mess.
I lie. I only got in a car once when I was in Korea. And that was like when I was shooting something with this news platform. But that felt safe. And we was like in the Gangnam area. So the roads there, in my opinion, aren't as bad.
Yeah.
But Hongdae, Myeongdong roads, Itaewon, not for the week.
Oh my gosh.
Not for the week.
But yeah, guys, that is Hot Topics. Hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to comment on, or you want to comment on any stories that we've spoken about today, make sure you hit us up on socials at @HowYouAtYou. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot takes, hot tea, questions, etc. You can send that all to howyout@gmail.com. That's howyout@gmail.com. Or you can submit an anonymous form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
So our very first unpopular opinion for today is there are too many groups debuting and they are way too young.
I don't think it's any more than what's usually debuted. I just think now we have more of an insight of smaller companies trying to debut as well, because I feel like a company typically only debuts about one, maybe two groups every few years, because it's an expensive process.
Yeah,
from like marketing, recording, outfits, hair, feeding them, like do you know what I mean, housing them.
True.
So of course, like, you could argue larger companies have more money to maybe pump out more, but I don't feel like that's the case. And if it is a new debut and it's quite recent, it's usually like a subunit. So it's usually, you know, two members or a few members that have already debuted. So it's not like a fresh debut. It's not like money. Of course, it's more money, but it's not money put into someone else. And they kind of capitalize off of what you know, the members have done in their original band units or whatever. Because if you look at, for example, JYP, for example, right? So their debuts, they don't have like a lot of... Okay, I'm just going to go through it because my brain is just like... Okay, so 2010, Missy debuted. Then you had a subunit, which was JJ Project, that was like 2012. And in that same year, you had 15 and that had like Park, Jimin in it and Yuri in it. Yurin. Mm-hmm. And then 2014 was GOT7's official debut. Then a year after was Day 6 and Twice. And then 2018 was Stray Kids. And then 2019 was ITZY. So I know this is a bigger company, but I don't feel like that's too many. And I do think with the young comment, even though there are a few idols that debut young, I don't think it's younger. I think they try to up the age because I think of like, you know, your Taemins and your Boas. Like Taemin was what, 14? Bo was like 13 when they debuted.
Yeah. I think the difference might actually be, sorry to interrupt, yes, but an idea that just came. The difference might be back in those days, the maknae of the group, or like maybe 2 to 3 of the members, might be super young, but then there would be like 2 to 3 that were older and like adults. Whereas I think groups nowadays, they're all like maybe between 15 and 17. And so it might feel like they're all young, but it isn't crazy different compared to debuts from before, I guess. But yeah.
And you have to remember the globalization of K-pop. You know, we get to see more from smaller groups. Smaller groups can now, you know, social media is a thing, so if they have a viral moment on TikTok or if they do something on Twitter or whatever, you see more groups. I don't necessarily think, I still think there's a lot is happening. A lot of groups are being pumped out, but I just think that's how it is. I'm not saying it can't be better, but I think now we're just, in these days, we're more aware of things or whatever. Yeah. Because if you think about even like, you know, second gen or whatever, even maybe third gen, usually, well, especially second gen, it was hard to find anything unless you knew what you was looking for. And a lot of things, if you found something and you resonated with it, you probably have to wait a while before it's even subbed or if it got subbed at all. So, and I think now, like especially with some music shows, they will now stream the whole show on YouTube. So you may think, who's that? What's that? What's this group? I've never heard of this group. Like, who's this? Who's that? Like, who are all these people? Like, do you know what I mean? Because there's more space to promote it.
And yeah, it's pushed more. Yeah, because back in the day, it was more so who got onto variety shows. And that's how you would find maybe like new groups and stuff like that. Or who got screen time and things, but now you're discovering like a new group on TikTok and you can I get what you mean. I don't know if there's more groups debuting as such, but I feel as though a lot of debuts are happening around the same time now.
Yes, maybe, yeah.
And that makes it feel like a lot, like especially with girl groups. I don't know so much with boy groups, but girl groups, like a few months ago it was like new debut, new debut, new debut.
Next club.
Buzz. Club. Another club. It was a lot, but... Yeah.
And I think as well, there are going to be loads of groups that debut and then there's going to be loads of groups that disappear during the time. And because, as you said, a lot of groups kind of debut around the same time and they kind of want to capitalize on what's going on, it may seem like, oh my gosh, like all these groups sound the same. But like... I don't know, I feel like, no disrespect to, you know, the boy groups, but I feel like the reason why we hear more about the girl groups is because, I'm sorry, I feel like this generation, the girlies are eating up the boys. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying there's no good boy groups, because that's a lie, but in a sense of, like a good date, like, I feel like the girlies have the debuts on lock. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's a that they know how to capture the audience. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's been a huge thing of and correct me if I'm wrong, but with newer boy group debuts, you tend to find out about them or they tend to go viral, not so much for their performances. It does happen, but more so for like sound bites of maybe a live or something funny like that. And girl groups will go viral for like their stages and their iconic looks or like...
Or someone's fan cam.
Exactly.
That's so true because I can't... And again, we could just be not looking in the right places. But I can't think of like a new group that, I don't know, they've gone viral because of how they performed their song or how they danced to a certain song. It's, as you said, it's usually from a live. They said something funny. It's like, oh, who's that? And sometimes you don't even click two and two together. Like you might be like, oh my gosh, I love so-and-so and not even realize they're part of this group.
Yeah.
Until like maybe one day you go down that rabbit hole and you're like, oh, this song's all right. Like, why does this face look familiar? Oh, it's the same guy that was doing that funny thing on live. So yes, it's yeah.
Well, that's that. Thanks for that unpopular opinion. All right, moving on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, I feel so sad for Bogum. Everyone's been focusing on Tay and Lisa in Paris, and I heard that some people even mistook him for Lisa's manager.
Oh, I heard that as well. So for those that don't know, BTS's Taeyong and Lisa and Bogum, they're in Paris because they were attending the Celine fashion show. I don't know if that's the only thing that they're attending, but that's the main thing that they were there for. I think what you have to remember as well, internationally, K-pop is more popular. And then you're talking about Blackpink and BTS. So already, for those that are not within the how you bubble, they're going to know, most people are going to, oh yeah, Blackpink. Might not know their face or members, but they're definitely gonna know Blackpink, and they're definitely gonna BTS is everywhere, so it's just a thing, really. I don't think you should feel sad. He's living his life. I don't know, an unpopular opinion, it might be a bit annoying, a bit disheartening, but at the same time he might enjoy not being like in the forefront. It's like, oh, this is chill, this is like a nice holiday.
Yeah, I'm in the middle because I'm like, put some respect on Bookum's name. And I understand that K-dramas, I guess, are more commercial and like the first thing that people maybe get introduced to the K-world with, but K-dramas are also really big and they blew up before K-pop, so I'm like, y'all but not to have the, seen not, him
not to the extent though I'm talking about. You have to remember, as I'm talking like outside the K-world bubble, like obviously we know these people, but if I was going to go, for example, talk to my sister who doesn't care about K-pop or anything, if I say BTS, she's going to know what I'm talking about. She may not know what they look like individually or whatever, but she knows what I'm talking about. I may say Blackpink, she may not know, but if I was like, oh, how you like that or whatever, she's like, oh yeah, I've heard that. Do you get what I mean? Yeah,
I guess. And they might even be like familiar with some of his works, but not know him, because like you might watch something that has someone in it and like never go and research who they are or like recognize them. So I can understand.
Because sometimes you don't even clock. Like sometimes, even like with Western shows or whatever, you could watch a couple shows and it has an actor in it. And then it's only until you watch something else and you're like, oh, and then the clip resurfaces somehow.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, I watched every season. I didn't even clock that Brad was in Game of Thrones and in Stranger Things, for example. So it's just like, oh, like I didn't even put two and two together. So it could be like one of those things as well. Yeah,
exactly. But they're having a good time. It really did feel like it wasn't real when it first was happening, because I just expected the world would blow up as most people would. But they're having a good time. It looks really fun. Good for them. And like you said, I think that extra perspective of like he's not even like not being noticed, like he's still being followed by fans. People are like meeting him, getting autographs and all this stuff.
It's just like a more chilled experience.
Exactly. Oh my, and I saw the sweetest things. I think a fan must have been at like one of the locations that he was at. Mm. And like she asked for his autograph and like he signed it. And he wrote, God bless you at the bottom.
Okay.
I was like, oh. I was like, cool. Like, he is our favorite. You've passed up, but vibes. Yeah, so that's that. And then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, I wish there were more ways for people to become an idol. Like in the West, people can become famous, a famous singer by posting on YouTube, but I don't think that really happens in K-pop.
That's a lie. And it's like contradicts the first, opinion, because the first one was like, there's too many. And this one's like, we want more, but in different ways. I feel like it does happen. You had SM still Shotaro off of TikTok. You've had, there are agencies, for example, one that comes to mind is FX. So, Sunny, she was actually a child actress, and she was spotted on a show, and then SM contacted her and was like, do you want to sign to SM? Mm. There's people scouted on the streets. You know, we've heard all the stories, people running away, people bribed by bread.
Maybe more so of a thing like not... So, and correct me if there is an example, but from my knowledge, say even if someone was a YouTuber first or a TikToker and they get casted that way, 9 times out of 10... their socials get wiped or deleted or like hidden, and they reemerge as this like new entity. Whereas I'm just playing devil's advocate, but this person might be meaning like, I'm Justin Bieber, I post videos on YouTube, I get noticed, but I still continue as Justin Bieber and I post on my platform too.
But even like with Justin Bieber, when he officially got signed, like he wasn't posting YouTube no more. So yeah, and I feel like with Korea, as you said, like it's a different thing. They wanna protect whoever they sign. So again, like nothing can be truly wiped off the internet. People are gonna find ways to find certain things. But yeah, I feel like there are different avenues that idols become idols. And that's why you have famous trainees, because this person's like really popular within this performing arts school and they were scouted. This person, they're popular within this like underground dance community and they get snatched up. I feel like there are different ways. It's just the debuting process may just seem the same, if that makes sense. Mm. Even, who was it? There's someone from Le Sserafim. I think she's like a classically trained dancer or whatever. I don't know if she's like originally was from the US or something. Okay. And I don't know if Hype saw something. I can't remember the story now, but I feel like she was snatched up that way. Of course, you have all your Produce 101s, your Girl Planets, your iLearned programs as well that snatch people up. I just feel like it may just seem the same, because I guess there are artists in Korea that will just, they'll get signed to like a record company, not an agency, and they will promote. But I don't feel like this person's talking about artists, they're talking about idol, and idols have a certain system. So whether they're training for 2 years or 2 months or 2 minutes, they're going to go through the process because they have to represent that agency, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. Well,
but I do think there are not necessarily, maybe not idols, but I do think there are artists that are snapped up from different places, and they don't have to create a whole new persona for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And there are like a lot of, I'm thinking in Korea, I don't know if they would fall into K-pop and whatnot, but there are a lot of like singers that might have online platforms, like they have huge followings, they might have like management and whatnot, or even some of them are associated to like some of the big entertainment companies, but you wouldn't see them on Music Bank.
So
that might be a bit more of a gray area.
Yeah.
Okay, well, those were all of our unpopular opinions for today. If you guys want to submit anything, ask any questions, let us know if you have any dilemmas, you can submit them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/HallyuAtYou. And now it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know if there's anything on our radar that we're listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Who, like me, you have the same on the radar, but I'll kick it off, you know.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So we were very intrigued and we enjoyed the clips that we saw from the Waterbomb Festival. It looks like such a vibe. I feel like, before I go into like my highlights or whatever, I feel like every time I see like a Waterbomb Festival, I feel like all the artists just feel free. I don't know, yes, if it's just the water. I don't know if it's just the whole vibe. But I just feel like, especially idols, because, you know, R&B, hip-hop artists, they're kind of more freer. But, I just feel like, yes, I can do what I really want to do. Like, it doesn't have to be as polished because everyone's wet and...
Yeah.
I'm still confused how everything works with all that water, like with all the really electricity. Don't.
Like electric makeup, sometimes. Everything. Yeah. Like, I understand there's waterproof makeup, but that's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water, especially like, you know, with the mics and stuff and
like slipping, because they still like get picked up and do all the choreo. So
it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I won't say your highlight, but my highlights were, Kai was just being Kai, but yes, wet, which was very enjoyable. My girl crush, BB, she was doing BB, her thing.
Respectfully, BB is not allowed outside that woman. She's amazing. That's all I can say.
She outside.
Like, she really... Did she not take her top off and her, yes, like, her bra thing, her bikini, like, wasn't tied?
You know
and
what? But it surprised me.
Vibes.
We love, we stan BB here. G-Idol looked amazing.
Yeah.
And they seemed like they were having the time of their life. And it was just like, I love it for these girls. I love it. Because every time, you know, I do love a good M Countdown performance. I do love a good music bank performance. But sometimes it just feels like so rigid and so like, I have to walk here, stand here, dance here. But as I said, like, this festival, everyone's just feeling free. My last thing that I'm gonna say before we talk about you being traumatized was CL. Like, CL cracks me up. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if it was her first time at the Waterbomb Festival, but I just knew, like, during some of the performance, she was like, what the fuck, like, what's going on? Like, and I find it hilarious that the whole festival is sponsored by Sprite, right? She got the crowd to chant Dr. Pepper before she performed Dr. Pepper, and I'm just like,
did she only CL? I'm sorry.
Now, before we talk about your traumatization, Shay,
I'm still shaking.
I just find it funny because this person used to call the kid all the time, and then he was like, I feel like he listens to the podcast. He was like, no, I'm gonna come back as a man. Shay, would you like to say who this person is and talk about your traumatization?
So I'm a survivor, and this is my story. So I was minding my business. I was on TikTok, and I knew the Waterbomb Festival situation was happening. And then there was, like, this guy, and, like, his man boobies were there, and he had long hair, and I was like, who is this man? And I go to the hashtags, and it said Haon. And I was like, oh, maybe Haon was there. And like, they just tagged all their favorite K-hip hop people. The man with the boobies was Haon.
Not the man with the boobies.
I was shocked. Like,
when I first saw like certain clips, I think like his hair was covering his face. And I was is this a different guy? Like, who is this guy?
Because I was confused. Like, you know, sometimes like, I don't know, it might be a clip of Sick K, but they've like hashtag J Park, hashtag all these other people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was somebody else. It was Haon. I'm shocked.
How does that make you feel that he's not the kid anymore?
I don't know how to feel. I feel like a mother.
And he's like, your age, mate, man.
let's not get technical. I was just so shocked. And it's not bad shocked or good shocked. I'm happy for him. But I just wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready.
I don't know. And then there was a clip where he had... So the first clip I saw, he had his man boobies with a vest on. And then he had nothing on. It was just a lot to process. I think it was also like 3 a.m. So that didn't help.
I'm so done.
Yeah. I don't know. And I just wasn't ready.
How are we feeling now?
I'm still as shocked. I don't understand.
He's grown up. He's grown up, Shay.
But it doesn't It doesn't make sense.
It does make sense. That's what people do. They grow up.
I'm really stressed out. No, genuinely, one shocker for me was like when Sick K was in his like whole dynasty era with his
not his dynasty era.
His whole king beard situation. That was shocking. Done. That was shocking, but you can sleep that shock off. I'm scared to sleep. I'm so confused.
I'm so done with you.
Yeah. How did you feel when you saw it?
I was just confused. I thought it was someone else. I thought it was someone else that had the same name at first. It just didn't clock until I actually saw his face, and I was like, "Raw, okay, I see you. You had a little, you disappeared to have a little glow up, and then come back." I'm not traumatized, but I just thought it was so hilarious because you're the first person I thought of. Like, this is your age mate.
I was shocked. That's all I can. I think it just there were just so many, like so many bells went off in my head. It was so much to process. Also, because of the shape of his body now, I didn't realize that his body was that shape. It was just a lot to process. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm not making a lot of sense. But you know, if you see someone, like, they might be a bit younger, they're, like, just slender. But he's got, like, a really, like, built track. Like, if he decided to bulk, he could one-ho bulk. And I didn't know that was... Oh, it stressed me out again. Let's move on.
You really sound like a mother, like, or a father that's like, I remember when you were 12 and you had flowers in your hair.
It's too much.
You had missing teeth and now look at you.
One minute they're watching like Peppa Pig and next Euphoria. Yeah, it's too much. Or
like,
much.
You know, like when you've been around cousins that are like babies and then you see them like years later and like, yeah, I'm in secondary school. And you're like, what? Like, I saw you yesterday and you had like custard around your mouth and now you're in secondary school and you wear fake lashes and I'm confused.
It's just extreme. Like, you might mentally prepare yourself, like someone might grow taller or their voice might change or their face might... His everything changed.
I think it's because he was away. Like, if he was still doing bits around, you'll see it happen gradually. And it may only shock you when you see, like, the before and after. But because that's not the case.
And I'm so happy for him. Like, he seemed happy and confident. And it was just a lot to take in. But congratulations to him.
Congratulations.
I don't know if that's the appropriate response.
I'm so done. Oh, one other thing I wanted to say, which cracked me up, was when Winner was performing. Song Hoon was casually just eating donuts on stage. I don't know.
Vibes.
But it's such a vibe. Did you see what I mean? Like, everyone's just chill there.
That would be me.
Like, I think Winner was singing Empty, and he's just there, like, munching a donut. You know what? I don't hate it.
It makes sense. It makes sense to me. I love that.
But yeah, guys, that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember, if you want to send in any of your unpopular opinions, thoughts, feelings, dilemmas, story times, requests, questions, anything, you can submit them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, or send them to us on socials.
Yes. I've been Shanice from kpopbox. You can follow me at kpopbox_ on most things, or just go to kpopbox.co.uk. I'll be there.
Yes, and I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can find me at the K-Way on the internet, everywhere, hopefully.
And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.